On this week's edition of You and the Law, we're looking at structured settlements. That's what some people receive instead of a check after they win a court case. Attorney Paul Isaac talks about structured settlements. There's the image sort of from TV and the movies that the verdict comes in, the judge agrees to it, the person who's suing is going to get $1 million, and there's the impression that somebody from the insurance company is going to walk up, sign a check, and everybody walks away. Is there any resemblance to reality?
Not at all, actually. In most cases, if there's a verdict, usually there's going to be an appeal after the verdict, and then the parties, depending on how badly one side got hit, there'll probably be some negotiations after that. You know, again, it depends on the principles involved in that situation. But oftentimes it's not resolved with a cash check. And particularly here in New York, where some of the verdicts are allowed to be satisfied by the defendant with an annuity. They can satisfy their future obligations under one of our laws called 50A and 50B of the CPLR, which allows them to satisfy their future obligation by purchasing an annuity for the benefit of the plaintiff, really more for the benefit of the defendant in satisfying their obligation after a verdict.
Now, the ads on TV would suggest that's called a structured settlement.
That's one version of structured settlement, and that is the kind that is here in New York is purchased to satisfy a verdict. But there's another version of another motivation for the structured settlement that is often purchased or acquired for the plaintiff after a settlement. And those are the kind that where the plaintiff actually has some say-so in the determination of the benefits that they're going to get in the future.
Are there certain cases where it's almost always a structured settlement?
For incompetence in minors, we have a section of our CPLR, the code by which the courts and the attorneys sort of live by, Section 1206, that mandates different types of restricted investments for people who are incompetent, and one of those is a structured settlement. In many cases for infants, it's almost the only alternative for them in a lot of situations.
I would suspect that's often a medical malpractice case.
It could be a medical malpractice. It could be an automobile accident where a plaintiff was injured and where an infant. It could be any kind of an accident to an infant where there is a need to protect the child's money until such time as they are of the age of majority.
Not like the old Hollywood case of the child actors where the money goes away somehow.
No, that's exactly the opposite. That's why it's in the statute, because the courts want to protect that child's money and make sure that no friend or family member can get a hold of it until such time as they're old enough to deal with it on their own.
Is there some provision in the law to make sure the structured settlement doesn't go away?
What usually happens when there's a settlement for an infant is the courts have to approve the type of structure for the infant and actually even the company for the infant. So the courts generally look for higher rated companies to provide the benefits because they want the benefits to be there for the child. And also New York has a guarantee corporation, annuity guarantee corporation that protects structured settlement transactions, and each and every contract per individual up to an amount of $500,000 per contract per individual.
Now, there are a series of ads you see on television, mostly involving people dressed up as some Wagnerian opera, persuading people to sell their structured settlements. First of all, can they and do they?
Yes, they do, and oftentimes in my opinion, the discount rate by which those folks, the Vikings on TV, offer plaintiffs is almost criminal. But there are situations, I suppose, when needs occur that have to be remedied. But most people who have structured their settlement so that they get monthly payments are not enticed by those ads because they learn to live on a budget within their means under those circumstances that are, you know, for instance, if they're getting $2,500 a month for the rest of their life, they usually come to rely on that and they look forward to that every month. It's mostly the future lump sums that are out 5 or 10 years that people will tend to sell.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Paul Isaac has been here, and we've been talking about structured settlements, what can happen when you win a civil case. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.